Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Many Hands for Haiti executive leader Tim Brand joins us on today's program in part one of a two-part conversation to share some announcements about new things coming to the nonprofit organization.
Well, Tim, as always, exciting news happening with Many Hands for Haiti. So much that's going on with your nonprofit work overseas. And one of the exciting pieces, and part of it is out of necessity, it sounds like, is you'll be in a different country now and you'll be expanding your operations to a new island. First of all, let our listeners know, I know there's been some visits out there. There's a lot of work that's going to be going to expand to a new location outside of Haiti.
Yeah, so we are abandoning Haiti. Again, we want to make sure we're staying there, continue to help the people because there's just a lot of needs, and we'll probably talk on that later. But within that, doors have opened for us to look at the bigger problems that are coming. Because of the problems in Haiti, there has been a lot of immigration, some illegal, some legal, and people fleeing the country and landing in other Caribbean nations. And so we've been invited into the country of the Bahamas, particularly on an island called Abaco Island, where it was devastated in 2019 from Hurricane Dorian. COVID came in 2021. And so there's just a lot of healing that needs to happen on the island. And it is a very high base of operations for Haitians. As a whole, the country of the Bahamas is 25% Haitian, which I didn't know that. But that island itself is somewhere around 40 to 60, depends on who you talk to, of Haitian immigrants. And so we are launching operations in 2023 in that country. We'll start with taking teams, and the Pella Christian Winterham high school students are going to be our first ones to kick it off. So it'll be pretty fun to bring them down there and just see the work that's happening, see the good that's coming. But then we actually have full-time staff on the ground, and we're going to continue to build out our operations to do community development. That's where our heart is. That's where our long-term change is, and super excited to see what that looks like.
Well, and I imagine the high concentration of Haitians was probably the big step, right? It's why you went there. Not that you wouldn't have gone anyway to the Bahamas, but I'm guessing there are some natural tendencies of a group of people that probably you have a lot of experience with on your current operations in Haiti that may make that transition a little more seamless.
We always have felt what we were building was going to go beyond the Haitian borders at some point, but we didn't know as when. And looking at the current situation, what's happening in the world and what's happening in Haiti, it forced us to move a little bit maybe faster than we originally thought, but I think it's the right move. The doors are definitely open. The steps are there. Governments and officials have asked us in. And yeah, that's the whole thing is all these countries are getting inundated with Haitians. There's 12 million Haitians in total that live on the island. There's another 4 million that are basically kind of nomads roaming. Causes a lot of issues. And with our resources and background, we provide a service where we know the language, we know the culture, we know where they're coming from, we know the trauma that they've experienced. And so we can come in and step in and say, how can we integrate them into community and do holistic community development, not only just for the Haitians, but for a whole society of, in this case, Bahamians and Haitians, and looking at it as a whole. And we provide those resources, particularly with the Haitians, to make them part of the community.
Well, and as part of this expansion, you need to expand domestically too when it comes to fundraising efforts, when it comes to your operations here. And you've had some award-winning thrift stores these past couple of years. They've been outside of our borders, so we haven't reported on them as much, but they are coming into our station's borders here, starting in Indianola soon, it sounds like.
Yeah, so we talk about we want to ignite generosity engines, and our engine that fires the fuel of transformation is our thrift stores. And so we've had stores up in Des Moines and Spencer, and yeah, we've won pretty much every ward under the sun in Des Moines. But we've been blessed to say we've been invited in the community of Indianola. We'll be opening that store probably April, May. Hopefully April, depends on HVACs and when those can get installed, but more likely probably May. But we're really excited about that community and continue to give us the resources we need to do community development, not only in places like Haiti and Abaco, but also in the community of Indianola. I just came today, had some amazing meetings with local leaders and leadership there of how we can partner with entities that are already available, resources that are already available, and providing some additional resources to do more around with kids with hunger and homelessness and people coming out of incarceration. We provide that resource for places. And so super excited to see what that looks like, using business as a tool for transformation.
Well, and on top of all of these projects, each year you try to have an end-of-year campaign on top of the great fundraisers that you've already had this year with the Pengang and Pella and some of those other efforts that you make. What is kind of the focus as we hit the end of the year giving, especially as people are thinking about generosity between now and December 31st? And what are you honing in on for your current operations?
Well, we want to give joy. We believe this season in particular, where the more joy we can bring, the more light we can bring in the darkness, the better it is for everybody. And so we run a year-end campaign called our Give Joy. It's an alternative gift catalog. All of us have gifts that we give to our families. And most of us Americans look around and say, you know what, there's a lot of things I probably don't necessarily need, but maybe there's others in parts of the other worlds that do need some of these things. And so instead of, you know, buying the gift that gets put away after 3 months, you know, let's buy a chicken for a family. Let's buy a cow or a goat. Let's look at educating a child. And so this year, our Give Joy campaign is around all those things. But the one that we're really trying to hone in on is what we call our Backpack Buddies program, where we're trying to equip families to be able to send their children to school and resource those kids so they can have an education. Education is such a critical component of long-term change. And in places like Abaco and places like Haiti, where in Abaco, they lost 3 years of school. We've got 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds that are at a 5-year-old reading level. They had kindergarten, school stopped. Now they're put in a fourth grade. They can't read and write, but yet they're supposed to be doing this fourth grade schoolwork. The haves, they had tutors. They had people that could help them. The have-nots, they're left behind. And that will ripple for generations if we don't step in and get them recovered. So we've run launched an academic recovery program in that country. In Haiti, we continue to, even despite all the challenges, we run schools. We're still actively running a school. We're still feeding people. We're still doing stuff. And we're standing in those hard places with those families. So anything on this year-end giving will go back to helping our programs.
Join us on Wednesday's Let's Talk Pella to hear Tim Brand share about the latest in a dire situation ongoing on the island nation of Haiti. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.